This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Nepali Congress unveils a 10-point vision manifesto for the House of Representatives election. Election Commission says voter education programs have been launched across all local levels of the country since February 16th for the upcoming election. 132 kV capacity Burti Bank substation comes into regular operation. And talks between Russia, Ukraine and the US aimed at ending Moscow's war in Ukraine concludes without a breakthrough. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress has unveiled a 10-point vision manifesto for the House of Representatives election. Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa unveiled the manifesto at Tirhutia Gachi in Janakpur today. At the unveiling, President Gagan Kumar Thapa said the party's strong ties with the Madhes would ensure the region's full support. After releasing the manifesto, the Nepali Congress held a press conference in Sanipa where spokesperson Devraj Chalise said the document presents a responsible and visionary plan to make Nepal one of the world's finest countries. With the main slogan, Prosperous Nepal and Dignified Nepali, the manifesto outlines goals to be achieved within the next 5 years, emphasizing good governance, prosperity and ensuring dignity for citizens. The manifesto promises to end power-based privileges, ensure efficient, corruption-free public services and allow citizens to access them from home. It also highlights preserving Nepal's culture and heritage while pursuing a dignified foreign policy. The Election Commission has stated that voter education programs targeted at the House of Representatives election have been launched across all local levels of the country since the 16th of February. Focusing on the election, the Commission has conducted voter education programs in all 753 local levels and their 6,743 wards. According to Election Education Chief and Joint Secretary Kamal Gyamali, the Commission has advanced the voter education program in a different manner than in the past. He said that digital voter education programs have been implemented in urban areas with digital access, while voter education volunteers have been mobilized in rural settlements with limited digital access to ensure the program's effectiveness. The Commission said voter education volunteers will continue reaching households, communities and settlements to conduct voter education programs until the 1st of March. The 132 kV capacity Burti Bank substation has come into regular operation. Following successful testing of the Unaichor Pauri Burti Bank line, 132 kV power supply came into operation on Tuesday. Executive Director of the Nepal Electricity Authority Hitendra Dev Sakhya said the connection will promote industrial investment, curb migration and boost agriculture-based industries in the hilly district. The 86-kilometer project includes 5 substations and 248 towers with 2 substations located in Gulmi. About 4.61 billion rupees has been invested in the project. The first meeting of Nepal-Portugal bilateral consultation mechanism is scheduled to be held in Lisbon, the capital of Portugal, on the 20th of February in 2026. Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai is leading the Nepali delegation to co-chair the meeting. He left Nepal for Lisbon on the 17th of February. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Nepali delegation comprises senior officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Nepali ambassador to Portugal and other officials of the embassy. During the bilateral consultations, both sides will review the overall state of Nepal-Portugal relations, including cooperation in regional and multilateral forums on issues of common interest. The Gyalpo Losar, the cultural festival of the Sherpa community, is being celebrated across the country by organizing different programs. Observed as the New Year by the Sherpa community, the festival is celebrated from Shukla Pratipada to Purnima. A special delicacy made up of 9 species of grains called Guthuk and Kapse are prepared and served during the festival. The New Year greetings are also exchanged. The government also gave a public holiday today, giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of Gyalpo Losar. President Ramchandra Porwal said festivals foster harmony and fraternity among people from diverse communities. President Porwal reminded that festivals like Gyalpo Losar helps to create and enhance unity, socio-cultural solidarity, tolerance and fraternity. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call garnus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *1415*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The level of air pollution in Kathmandu Valley declined today as compared to the previous day. The less flow of motor vehicles today due to the public holiday for the Gyalpo Losar caused the air pollution level to fall. Till 1 p.m. of Tuesday, the Kathmandu Valley's air quality index was 191, unhealthy for all. Today, Kathmandu Valley's air quality improved, dropping to an AQI of 114 from its earlier ranking as the world's third most polluted city on Tuesday, now standing at 14. Environment expert Bhushan Tuladhar highlighted the transport sector as a key contributor to air pollution, with vehicles being a direct source. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Talks between Russia, Ukraine and the US aimed at ending Moscow's war in Ukraine have concluded without a breakthrough. According to the BBC, the trilateral meetings held in Geneva went on late on Tuesday but only lasted 2 hours on Wednesday. Although US envoy Steve Witkoff had expressed optimism over the talks, both the Russian and Ukrainian sides indicated they had been difficult. Moscow and Kyiv remain far apart on key issues of territory and the terms of a potential ceasefire in the 4-year conflict. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also described the negotiations as not easy due to the difference in the two sides' positions. Australia has barred a citizen linked to the Islamic State group from the country for up to 2 years. According to the BBC, the person is among the group of 34 Australian women and children who tried to head home after being released from a Syrian camp earlier this week, only to be turned back by Syrian authorities for technical reasons. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke on Wednesday said the ban was issued on advice from security agencies and the other 33 people do not meet required legal thresholds to be banned. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sutrapashchim provinces, partly cloudy over the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati province and mainly fair in the remaining areas. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sutrapashchim provinces and light rain at one or two places in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sutrapashchim provinces. There will be hazy condition at a few places in the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress unveils a 10-point vision manifesto for the House of Representatives election. Election Commission says voter education programs have been launched across all local levels of the country since February 16 for the upcoming election. 132 kV capacity Burtibang substation comes into regular operation. And talks between Russia, Ukraine and the US aimed at ending Moscow's war in Ukraine concludes without a breakthrough. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.